and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is author of the brand new book, The Enemy Within, David Horowitz. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
We are thrilled today to have David Horowitz with us.
Yes, we
are.
He is
the founder and president of the David Horowitz Freedom Center in Los Angeles. He is a New York Times best-selling author, one right after another. His book, Dark Agenda, was a bestseller, The War to Destroy Christian America. David's new book, The Enemy Within, now is a bestseller.
Yeah. Yes.
Just came out. And it is a bestseller. Here it is right there. It's on the screen. David Horowitz, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. If you don't have the book at your house, order it now. We have it ready to ship, and it's
Absolutely.
Ready to go.
Yes.
We have them in stock.
That's right. They can receive one for a $30 donation to the ministry, and that includes your shipping as well. Or we have the three, which is the friends and family offer, for an $85 donation to the ministry.
So we want to welcome back to our program today, David Horowitz.
Yes.
The best friend I think America ever had, the
Amen.
Best friend Christianity ever had, the best friend Jewish societies ever had. And he is a voice that I treasure. I hope he will stay with us a long, long time throughout his lifetime. I hope he will live to be 120, maybe. Mm-hmm. And because he has a voice
yes.
that's like no other voice.
Amen.
David, America's fundamental principles have been under attack for many years. How did the Democratic Party allow the communist left to infiltrate and take over their organization?
It's been a 50-year takeover, Jim. I was raised by communists. I was one of the leaders of the New Left in the 1960s. And I left the left when I realized it wasn't about peace or justice. It was a hate America left. How do I know that? Well, their greatest victory at the New Left of the 60s was to drive America out of Vietnam. When America was forced to abandon its Vietnamese allies, the communists came right to power and proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million Indochinese peasants. And there wasn't one single demonstration by the so-called anti-war movement against that. They don't care about black people. They don't care about women. They're the worst nightmare of minorities in this country, the Democrats. And over a 50-year period, they systematically infiltrated and then have taken over the Democrat Party. Barack Obama, it happened with the election of Barack Obama. Obama comes from the same background I did. He was raised by communists. His mentor was a Soviet agent. And he never left that left. They're the ones who made him. Until he became a national figure, he was totally dependent on the communist left. And when he marched into the White House, they were there with him. And of course, you know, Biden is just, they just walk all over him. When he came into office, one of the first statements he made was that every aspect of American life is touched by systemic racism. This is a monstrous lie. It's worthy of Xi Jinping, the Iranian mullahs, and Putin himself. America, there is no systemic racism in America. Well, there is. There's affirmative action. That's systematic discrimination on the basis of race. But otherwise, there is none. And how do we know that? We know it because the Civil Rights Act outlawed systemic racism. The Supreme Court gave affirmative action a pass in one of the worst decisions it's made. But if, let's take police departments. If police departments were systemically racist, there would be a tsunami of lawsuits and millions, tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions of dollars in payouts, because it's absolutely illegal in so many words to have a institutional or systemic racism. And it's not as though, you know, if you assume the way it seems like most Democrats do, that if you're white and oppose them, you're a white supremacist, even if you believe that nonsense. There are thousands of black attorneys. There are black district attorneys. There are black attorneys general. There are black mayors, black city council members, black members of Congress, black police chiefs. You'd have to get rid of them in the first place. All of them would sue, wouldn't they, if there was any such thing as systemic racism. It's a complete left-wing fiction. It's made up. It's part of their rhetoric. And they need it to denounce and proclaim all of white America to be racist, because they've got this lynch mob going. We have never had, well, we have in the segregationist South, there were lynchings, which were mobs which wanted a verdict in advance of a trial. They would actually raid jails and pull people accused of crimes out and then string them up from trees. That's what a lynch mob is. We have these, our streets of our major cities, particularly Minneapolis, but many others, are filled with lynch mob leaders and troops who want to burn the town because they want the verdict they want, which is murder. But that's where we've come to in this country. It's worse than it ever was under segregation, because, you know, the North wasn't segregated. It was confined to the racist South. Now the whole country is under the rule of the Democrat Party. And the reason I wrote this book is because I see that conservatives are not using the appropriate language here. The only Republican I know who's called a Democrat, and it was a black Democrat, a racist, and he was one, Elijah Cummings, is Trump. The only Republican I know who's called the left fascists, which is what they are, is Trump. Until we get a chorus throwing in their face the very charges they throw at us, we're not going to win this. So that's why I wrote this book about how a totalitarian movement is destroying our country. You can tell the anti-Americanism of the Democrat Party is so clear. They want to pack the Supreme Court. That means they want to make the Supreme Court an appendage of the legislature. So when they don't like the verdicts, they just elect more or appoint more Supreme Court justices. That destroys the system of checks and balances, which is the genius of American democracy. The Supreme Court is there to tell the legislative branch or the executive branch when they're violating the Constitution. It's a check on unbridled power of people, fascists like Nancy Pelosi. You just have to look at what's happening. You have in Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis, in the Minneapolis suburb, this policewoman, Kim Potter, served 26 years, risking her life every day to protect the people of Brooklyn Center. And now her life has been ruined because they've got their verdict. She's guilty of murder. Actually, this guy who was resisting arrest was a violent criminal. They tried to arrest him because they had a warrant for jumping a $100,000 bail for an armed robbery. And his malice is shown by what actually happened. It was a house party. Somebody he knew was the hostess, obviously. He went to it. It lasted very late. She asked him and his male friend if they would like to spend the night at the house because it was too late to go home. Her kindness was repaid the next morning when he grabbed her by the throat, put a gun to her head, reached into her bra to take her cash, which was $850. This is an evil human being. And yet the person whose life has been already ruined is the police officer. This is a lawless movement. If you shift to Washington, the same day this woman was indicted, they've charged her with manslaughter. The Department of Justice, which is the Civil Rights Division, of which is run Kristen Clark, this is who's running the Department of Justice under Biden, the Civil Rights Division. She announced that there were going to be no charges against the officer, the Capitol Police officer, who murdered Ashley Babbitt during the January 6th event. But this woman, her murder was videotaped. She was unarmed. She's a small person. She wasn't menacing anybody. You can see it on the videotape. But the journalist who took the video of her getting murdered has been arrested. Was arrested 2 days ago. This is how Nancy Pelosi operates. The identity of the Capitol Police murderer has been concealed by Nancy Pelosi. We're living in the early stages of a fascist regime. Totalitarian, I use the word totalitarian because fascism, communism, Nazism, they're all totalitarian movements. And there's really no difference between them when you look at the way they operate. And the Democrat Party today is now operating that way. It's a criminal, lawless party, and it hates America. How do I know that? How do you blow up a 3,000-mile southern border in the midst of a COVID pandemic? The conservative estimate is that 1 million illegals, drug traffickers, cartel members, violent criminals, will cross the border in the next year. And among them, 10% of them will be COVID carriers. We are living in very dark days, people. And this book, that we've got to warn people. And you guys are on the front line there, which is great. You do wonderful work. We have to wake up people to understand the threat from the Democrat Party. You look, they not only want to rig the Supreme Court and destroy the checks and balances system. They want to abolish the Electoral College, which is in the Constitution because it's a check and balance. It forces presidential candidates to compete in states that are battleground states where they don't have a natural majority like the Democrats have in California and New York. So they have to compromise. Our whole system is based on compromise. I'm preventing a tyranny of the majority, which is, you can see everything the Democrats do is to suppress and crush their opposition and make them permanently in charge. That's why they want Washington, D.C. to be a state. 93% of the voters there vote Democrat. And the same, well, Puerto Rico is going to be harder for them, but that's why they want Puerto Rico to be a state. Why do they oppose voter IDs? I mean, why would you oppose identifying voters to make sure that they're citizens, that they're not dead, that they're not in another state, that they haven't voted multiple times? Anybody who cares about our democracy would be for voter ID. But the Democrat Party is taking the position that poor Black people are too stupid to get photo IDs. But you have to have a photo ID to get food stamps. You have to have a photo ID to get welfare. You have to have a photo ID to get prescription drugs. And one could go on and on. And even if it were the case that it was difficult, what's the solution? You got to, put some government money into a program to provide everybody who needs one with a voter ID. But the Democrats don't want voter IDs because they want to steal elections. They stole the 2020 election. They've tried to criminalize everybody who challenged the election result, even though they themselves challenged the election results in 2000, 2004, and 2016 because Republicans won those elections. people, it's time to wake up. I can't say this louder or clearer. And that's why I've written this book, The Enemy Within. And I think it's the most important book I've written, and I hope that it sells a million copies so that it's in the hands of a million people who can organize and fight this enemy.
I hope a million people order the book today from us. So order it right now for a $30 gift to our ministry, which supports our ministry, keeps us on the air. But you get this book, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. And this is Mark Levin, who's I admire deeply, has recommended this book. He said, this: The Enemy Within is a book for all patriots who understand that our country is in a fight for its life.
That's right.
And then Laura Ingraham, David Horowitz does it again, and a must read for any American concerned about where we're headed as a nation. Mm-hmm. And then
Dinesh D'Souza writes, David Horowitz has firsthand knowledge of who these people are and how they act and how they think.
Glenn Beck says, this crisis has been warned about for a half a century, and it is here. It's now, people. It's now. What do you think about what Maxine Walters did last week about telling people to literally fight, to go out in the streets if the if this court case is not the way that they want it to be?
She should be expelled from the Congress. She's a vile woman. She's corrupt. She doesn't even live in her inner city district is crime-ridden, poverty-ridden. She hasn't done anything in the whatever it is 20 or 30 years she's been in Congress except steal money. She's a multi-millionaire. She lives in Hancock Park where there are no black people except for corrupt millionaires like her. It used to be, it's where Joe Kennedy lived in the heyday of Hollywood in the 20s and 30s. It's just a bunch of mansions. That's where she lives.
Wow. How can we be so deceived in this country? America is headed in destruction. How can we be so deceived? I think most Americans are in a state of shock right now.
Yeah.
By what's coming. They're talking about not just limiting the funds of the police, but eliminating the police altogether. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Of course, they're revolutionaries. They despise our laws. They despise our institutions. And they want to get rid of the guardians. It's the thin blue line that protects ordinary citizens. That's why they want to get rid of guns. These are revolutionaries. These are evil people. And the problem with our side is that conservatives generally and Christians in particular are too nice, too civilized. Our instincts is to live and let live. We actually believe in democracy. We believe there should be two sides to a conversation. And I don't think we should give that up. But I think we have to start calling these enemies of America by their right names. That's who they are. They have formed a national lynch mob. Every one of the Black Lives Matter cases, it doesn't actually matter if it's a white policeman or a black policeman, they want the verdict, murder. Every single case, they want murder.
Wow. Are the traditional characteristics of the Christian male being undermined in this cancel culture atmosphere that we have right now?
Yeah, I don't call it cancel culture. This is lynch mob culture. People, you say something and you're guilty, period. No investigation of the facts, the context, no allowance for you said it when you were 10 years old. It's like with Dr. Seuss. We call it cancel culture. They banned Dr. Seuss. It's book burning. It's what the Nazis did. We need much stronger language for what they're doing. And I agree, totalitarian is, it's too long a word. So I prefer to call them fascists, because that's what they are. They want to suppress their opposition. They don't want to deal with it. Then there's no arguments. So I love being with you guys. I'd like to come back sometime and talk about this again and things like this. Thank you guys for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Give our best to your wife, and we're so thrilled to have you on the show.
Yes.
Your book is already number one bestseller on Amazon this week. It just came out, and it's an unbelievable book. How is a totalitarian movement, how it's destroying America. Mm-hmm. This book is powerful.
That's right.
He said himself, this is the most important book he has ever written.
Yes.
And he's written some of the most powerful books I have ever read.
Yes. I love what Peter Schweitzer said. He said, David Horowitz is like a skilled surgeon, explores and dissects the frightening ideas and individuals behind the hard left's push to change America. Mm. This one is not to be missed. I highly recommend it.
I have some, we call them B-rolls. Mm-hmm. I got to get a better term than that. Mm-hmm. Video.
Clip. Video, yeah.
A video. We have a video that I'd like to run, if possible. Next, I want you to hear from my dear friend, Pat Robertson, who is sounding an alarm on the stunning list of Democratic power grab. So please roll that video piece as Pat Robertson is sounding this alarm on this Democratic power grab. Roll that.
You remember the guy who said, never let a crisis go wasted? Well, they're trying to do something and change this nation. It is a power grab of massive proportion. Here's what the Democrats are planning, and they're doing it fast. Passage of Voting Rights Act, which federalizes elections, takes away power of state legislatures, permits unsupervised and unlimited mail-in ballots, and allows ballot harvesting. Next, they want to do elimination of the Senate filibuster, which denies effective power to the minority. In a 50-50 Senate, Vice President Kamala Harris becomes a deciding voice. They next want to give statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico, which permits the election of four new Democrat senators. Then they want to do Supreme Court packing with four new liberal justices, which would destroy the independence of the judiciary. And under the guise of what is called infrastructure, they want to allocate tens of billions of dollars to liberal groups throughout America. And then they want to give citizenship to millions of undocumented aliens who they hope will be Democrat voters. And finally, they want to permit government by executive fiat. We've already seen that in the Keystone Pipeline ruling. That's what is being planned for you and our country unless we do something about it. Now, you say it's shocking, but they want to put it all together. They want to get it through fast before the American people wake up. And I feel like Paul Revere, like the British are coming. You better get awake and get busy or you will lose your government.
Wow.
Pat Robertson, one of the elder statesmen of Christianity today in America,
yes,
giving us a warning word that we need to listen after David Horowitz just introduced his brand new book, The Enemy Within. Please order this book today.
Yes.
This is a special, special time, and we have the books ready to go. Mm-hmm. So all you got to do is call us right now, 1-888-988-1588. This is a hardback, a first edition of the book, the David Horowitz, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is destroying America.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And David himself just said a few minutes ago, this is the best book he's ever written. Mm-hmm. And that's a powerful statement coming from somebody who's written several books.
The church people have stopped listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is what's scary.
That's it. Yeah. Yes.
What Pat Robertson just said should scare the daylights out
of you. That's right. Absolutely.
We need to turn back to God. We need to get right with God. We need to find out what God is saying. Mm-hmm. And that's why we teach the book of Revelation here. And it's time for all of us to know what's going on.
Yes, sir.
And we've got good against evil, evil against good. Good is being said is evil. Evil is good. This is the final days that the Bible talks about.
Yes.
We're there now.
Yes, we are.
And if you don't, get this book, this is one of the last day books. This is very, very important.
Yes.
And David Horowitz, I don't know how old he is, but he can't be around forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he has been called to write to America.
Mm-hmm.
He is a standard. He stands up for Christianity.
Yeah.
He believes in Christianity. He believes in Jews and Gentiles coming together for the gospel. And he has written a classic book. He says this is his best book he has ever written.
Yes.
And it is important now. Who are the enemy within? Their pictures on the cover here. That is what he says. And it's time to find out what's going on in America.
Yes, sir.
And you can get this book for the $30 gift to the ministry to keep this show on the air. Can they just call our phone number, Lori?
Yes, call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
Wow. I want to say something in regards to that, because there's a social gospel that has infiltrated the church right now. And when you read Matthew 24, we always going to bring it back to the index of the book of Revelation. Matthew 24 talks about that many will be deceived. As a matter of fact, when you read Matthew 24, you will discover that there's three times that Jesus said the word deception, deceive. And I want to tell you something. The social movement has been weaponized to carry out an agenda to divide us as a people. And the social movement has infiltrated the church and made me think of that famous movie, Princess of the Bride movie. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yes.
Go watch it. But there's a line that Montoya says that rings to what we are dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. Can I read that quote? Because
yes,
I think it's
absolutely.
Very important. He says this, and I quote, "You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means."
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the social justice title, I don't think you as a person realize what that really means.
What and does if, it mean, it, Mondo?
Can
what,
I read it to you? Listen, you got to go back to the Oxford Dictionary. Pretty much says it's a socialistic mentality. Socialist, to divide the wealth amongst everybody, to divide or to spread the wealth for everyone and to make everybody equal.
Mm.
But I want to tell you something. I got to read this, Doc, and I'm trying to invite this man on the program. He's an African-American man that is working out of Zambia, Africa. One of the most educated African-American men that I've witnessed in my lifetime. His bio would take a whole entire show, by the way, just to show you his credibility. But this is what he said regarding social justice. And I quote, "If the social justice movement went by his actual name, young Christians would not have been lured into it, because the social justice movement is actually cultural Marxism. There is no such thing as social justice, people. In fact, in the Bible, justice never has an adjective. There's justice and there's injustice, but there's no different kinds of justice," end of quote. And he calls injustice a sin. And I want to tell you something. When you read the news, and when you heard Pat Robertson sounding the alarm, I got to read what Michael Savage is warning. He's saying this. Michael Savage warns of civil war. You should be very frightened.
Mm.
If I would tell you what happened when they removed the police from Watts, you'd be shocked. If I tell you what happened when they removed the police from East L.A. and the projects there, you'd be shocked. If America removes the police, you will have a gang warfare like never before, and no one will be safe. Not even the criminals will be saved. We have a video from Dr. Ben Carson.
Yes.
Because he talks about how this health crisis that is taking place in America It's shocking what he said. Matter of fact, listen closely what Dr. Ben Carson has to say about the state of the crisis here in America.
We have to declare racism a public health crisis.
We already have sufficient data to declare structural racism a public health crisis that it is.
Racism is a public health crisis.
Well, the lefties, they were clamoring for it, and the CDC finally did it. They caved in to the months-long campaign by the left to declare racism a, quote, serious public health threat. I got to ask you this. In your expert medical opinion, because those words should matter, is racism a serious public health threat?
Well, you know, it would be funny if it wasn't so serious, Pete. And, you know, a few weeks ago, you probably remember, the French said the greatest danger facing them was a woke America. I mean, that's where the real health crisis is going on. I was looking at a news story not too long ago, and they were interviewing college students from other parts of the world. And one of the questions was, would you like to come to America? And they all said there was a time when they wanted to. That time is past. What happened to the shiny city on the hill that was the goal for people all over the world? And we have to be very concerned about what's going on right now. You know, America, the idea, not America, the place, it's so important. As far as the CDC is concerned, it used to be a place of science where people did things based on evidence and on facts. And when you start injecting politics into it, it really damages the credibility of that organization. And that's problematic for us all.
Yes.
In terms of public health, that's the real hazard, injecting politics into science. Well, you know, what is so serious here is that we are doing exactly what needs to be done to move to socialism and communism. Mm-hmm. And that is replacing God with government.
Amen.
And as government expands, as Ronald Reagan said, our freedoms decrease. That's what's really going on. People need to wake up. And, you know, that's why we developed American Cornerstone Institute, so we can bring back those principles, remind people of who we are as Americans. We, you know, a godly principle is to love your neighbor. A woke principle is to cancel your neighbor. Is that really where we want to go? When you look down the road, those two pathways, they lead to very different places. We now still have a chance to change the direction of this country, to save it for our children and our grandchildren. We need to stop being selfish. That means also not massively raising the debt, because who's going to have to pay that? Not us older people. We're going to be dead and gone. It's going to be our children and our grandchildren. We're ruining their lives. That's not fair. Thomas Jefferson said it was immoral.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is immoral.
Listen, this woke movement is so real. I'm going to give you two more headlines and then I'll be quiet. But I think
again what woke means.
You want to read that once again? Because I got it right here. Let me read it to you. Google it if you want. Mm-hmm. This is what it means, is a term that refers to awareness of issues that concern social justice and racial justice. Mm-hmm. The woke movement wants to erase everything about God. We're seeing it happen right now. Listen to this headline right here from CBN News. Billy Graham Ministry and Scottish Church booted from rental space over biblical beliefs. Mm. That's woke movement. Simple terms. They're canceling. It's like me trying to cancel you because of your beliefs.
Say that again. Who booted Billy Graham?
Billy Graham's ministry and Scottish Church booted from rental space. They were renting a space in this area, and the church and the ministry there were booted out because of their biblical beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's called woke movement. Mm. That's called cancel culture. Let me give you another one. This famous story is from the Canadian pastor. Canadian government won't show evidence for lockdown and trial of pastor charged with breaking regulations. That's called woke movement.
Because he had a church service, and they said to close your church, and he wouldn't do it. And now he's in prison, and they put a fence around his church. Is that the one
that is correct? That is correct. So you're watching the woke movement. The agenda behind it is to discredit your biblical beliefs. If they don't align with their beliefs, you are part of the cancel culture. You are part of being targeted, and we're watching this take place. Again, this crisis that's taken all over the world, America says we're finding out. When you read this book, you're going to identify the players behind the agenda. You're going to identify the players that are behind the woke movement, the players that are behind canceling Christian shows like this, canceling stations that carry this type of shows, canceling you on social media for speaking out or for sharing a video that has to do with your biblical beliefs. The woke movement, listen, the church, there's people that are sounding the alarm, like Pat Robertson or the musician. What's the name of that musician from the famous band? Has a very famous podcast. John Cooper is speaking. He put his whole career on the line. He is one of the number one Christian artists in the world. He could not take the lies from the pulpit preaching a social gospel. And he said, preachers, if you don't stop preaching that nonsense and get back to preaching the cross and get back to preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ, we as a generation will not exist any longer. People are waking up to realizing that we have been deceived in the church. But when you identify the players, it makes people uncomfortable. Doesn't it make you uncomfortable that they're canceling you? They're canceling the way we're doing credit card processing? Doesn't it bother you that they're coming after the gospel because you believe in a man that died on the cross and after 3 days he rose from the dead? If you believe that, you're canceled. You're no longer, you're considered a lunatic. You're considered.
You better read this book because there's a plan. They have a plan to eliminate the gospel, to eliminate the churches and the church people and the voice of the church. And you need to be aware of that.
Absolutely.
You need to be aware of what the enemies are planning. You say, what can't happen in America? The sun is shining. Oh, no, it's going to rain. You know, we have rain, we have sunshine. But no matter what, we are facing the worst crisis America has ever faced.
And on top of that, listen, I go back to Matthew 24, what we teach here. While you have the crisis, the social unrest, and all the political unrest that is taking place, I'll read you a headline that just to follow through because we try to stay consistent with what we bring to you. Volcano, according to the AP, St. Vincent seeks water funds as volcano keeps erupting. Mm. A few days ago, a small earthquake shakes Eureka, Missouri.
It's not too far
from here. Latest earthquakes worldwide in the past 24 hours. It will shock you, the 6.1 magnitude earthquakes, the 5.0. Listen, the world is shaking. Let me give you one last headline just to give you some time to
breathe.
That's
amazing, earthquake shaking.
The Washington Standard's reporting this. Farmers are warning mega drought in western U.S. threatens devastating crop failures in 2021. Famine is coming. We've heard many prophets and watchmen. You have said it. Famine is coming. It's coming. And here we have the Washington Standard, not the Christian magazines, not none of that. This is a warning from the farmers warning you that mega drought is coming. That's what we urge you to get prepared. Get your food, get your water, get ready. All it takes is one event to put a stop to everything that we try to plan for. No one planned for toilet paper to be running out in the stores. No one planned for food to be costing 2-3 times higher than normal. No one planned for this event, but we have tried to warn you to, you know, when we bring you these headlines, we want you to pray for the situations, not for you to have fear, but for you to have peace of mind, knowing that if you have a plan to prepare, do it now. Let me give you another headline according to this website. Federal government, you're going to be shocked on this. Federal government caught buying fresh flesh of aborted babies who could have survived as preemies. I was a preemie baby. My two babies were preemie babies. You were a preemie baby. If we were to be born right now, we would not be allowed to survive.
It's evil. It's very, very evil.
Right. Yes. You know, Monticello was just, we were reading the scripture just a little while ago, and I just feel like you should share this with everybody.
You know, I think as we're sharing today, it's evident. There is complete evidence that we are living in the generation that is preached and spoken about in 2 Timothy 3. Mm-hmm. You know, when it says in the last days, perilous times will come, and you start to see the things that will be taking place during the last days, during these times of perilous times. It says men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient parents, and the list goes on and on. But what got my attention, Dad, as we are reading and watching what is taking place in America.
Living it
every single day. This is what the word continues to say. It says, yes, and all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So the word is telling us that you and I, we choose every day to live a life in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we will suffer persecution. He is warning us and telling us this will happen. And this is what David Horowitz is talking about today. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the infiltration that is happening in our education systems the moment we decided to allow the gospel, Jesus Christ, to be removed out of our public spaces. This is what was then in turn given to our children. Mm-hmm. You know, and as the word continues, it says, but evil men and seducers will grow worse and worse. This is what we're seeing right here. Evil men and seducers who are truly trying to take control of this country. Everything that this country has been founded on is slowly being erased right before our eyes.
Yeah.
So we must be aware. I thank the Lord for David Horowitz, who was willing to stand on the front line. This book right here, this may be the very last time we can get our hands on a book like this that is being given to us with truth. And it's shocking truth, but it is exactly what is happening right now. When you read this, the enemy within, how a totalitarian movement is destroying America, we are living this right now. So I urge you, don't wait. We must get informed. We must know what is happening. I urge you to get, you know, not even just the one book. I say the three books. We have to share this. Our pastors need to start preaching this from the pulpit. We have to start getting emboldened. So this is the three book offer for $85 donation. And Mom, I love what you've always taught us. Give it to your pastors. Give it to your children, your family members. Become aware of the days that we're living in.
David Horowitz said it on today's broadcast. Also, Dr. Ben Carson said it on today's broadcast that we need to wake up.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how much more real or bold or anything that we can be. I mean, David has laid it out for you.
I'm afraid we're not waking up.
Right. It's a scary reality of what's going on.
We
have to have God.
I remember that preaching this word right here. I can't believe it because I never thought it was going to come true. And this is what you used to teach. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teachings, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions.
That's right.
I remember that scripture.
Yes.
I mean, in my heart, I can hear you preaching it. And I'm thinking, how can that happen?
How could we be that deceived, right?
We are deceived. Yes. We are terribly deceived.
And the Bible says that we will be deceived in these last days. And that's why we have.
Absolutely.
That's why people keep saying to all of us, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up.
And you just go back to you, that's
with,
right.
With this special three offer, you get two books for somebody else, a book for yourself and a book for two other people.
Yes.
So if you can give two books out and everybody does it, we could literally reach a million people today.
You don't feel as crazy. You know, I mean, they try to make you feel crazy, and you're not crazy. I mean, you're the sane ones. I mean, this is what's crazy. It's what's going on.
Mm. Wow.
Our time is gone for today, but I do want to mention that the response to
the signal relief patch that we introduced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nena, this has been one of the biggest.
And you know what I love,
because
Dad?
Because people are just ordering
this
like crazy. And they're ordering two patches
That's right.
I think one for the husband and one for
absolutely.
The wife.
Absolutely. You know, this right here, as we have talked about on the shows, our mission is to provide you with resources that are going to help you. But I believe with all my heart that this is changing people's lives. We've seen through the testimonies that we have shown you, but this is a resource right here that I believe is going to change people's lives, that it's going to help them to live the best life that they can and to overcome discomfort in some of the areas that maybe you've been dealing with something for many years. I believe give it a try. And that's truly all that we've said. Give it a try. You know, we are offering with our supplier, we're offering a 120-day guarantee your money back. So guess what? You know, all you can do is give it a try.
That's right.
This is an amazing technology that was introduced to our family, our ministry. We have tried it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think every single one of us have a patch on our bodies right now on this set.
I sure do.
We try it. We use it. Grandma Shar has had an amazing testimony. Mm-hmm. But the Signal Relief patch, this is the technology. It intercepts the noise in your nervous system. It is called a signal filter. This allows for you to feel relief from discomfort you may be experiencing. It's cost-effective, fast-acting, 100% drug-free, non-invasive, and I believe the most important part is it is reusable.
Right.
For over up to 2 years, reusable. So if you have discomfort on your body, try it, use it, and we pray that this will be part of the solution for you. So we have one available for a donation of $155 to the ministry, but like we've said, many couples are calling and saying, I'm ordering one for me and my husband or my wife or a family member who you have known who has struggled with discomfort. Give it a try. This is two of the Signal Relief patches for a donation of $295 to the ministry. That includes the shipping and handling to get it directly to your home.
So you get both of them, and the thing is, like, Mondo, you've used it.
I got it right here in my pocket right now.
Yes.
Now, is it true that when you hit the spot where you feel heat?
Absolutely. Instantly. The moment I placed it in my back and my lower back this morning, instantly it heated up. And I can tell you from my own experience, immediately I felt the answer to this. I felt good. I was able to help Dad this morning move around. And
it's a new technology that it's not medical. It's a signal.
Right. It's an antenna.
They've learned to develop this. And let's roll this little piece.
Yes, absolutely. Let's watch this Signal Relief. Grab a patch, put it on, and watch it work.
I don't know what's in that thing or what it does, but it works. It really, really works.
Normally when I get up, I have to hold on to something to get up.
It does feel better.
It's like a dream. I haven't been able to do that to my shoulder for a long time.
Hi, I'm Steven, and I'm here to introduce you to a product that will change your life. It's called the Signal Relief Patch. Your body runs off of electricity a lot like a machine. That's right, your body is electric. Now, why is that important? Because this electricity controls every aspect of your life, everything from moving your muscles to taste to touch. These electrical signals also tell you when something is hurt, like your back, head, foot, shoulder, or knee. But sometimes there's interference, kind of like static. This makes the healing process take a really long time. Enter the Signal Relief Patch. The Signal Relief Patch is a super antenna that works off electrical fields like your body. That means that instead of causing interference, it aligns that electrical energy and helps your body heal itself naturally and much faster. Meet Red and Tony, the creators of the patch.
Hi.
They originally developed communication technology for these guys. Their technology made communication much clearer and more efficient. That's right. The same antennas that were used for our military are now used to help our bodies heal. Now, I know that sounds a little strange, but take it from Red and Tony, it really works.
Yep.
There are countless people just like you who will say the same thing.
It gave me my life back.
I've never felt better.
It's changed my life.
It's been created to give you that life back. Grab a patch, put it on, watch it work.
I picked up this Signal Relief patch
bit ago on Facebook.
It does feel better. And actually my range of motion is better too.
I can move it up like this. I have a 9-month-old grandson that I can hold again.
Thank you to the Signal Relief team for this amazing technology and product too. I truly feel like it's going to save lives and I'm so grateful. So thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, what,
and
these here
guys
it
that
is.
Have done this. And
yes.
A lot of research has gone into this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been tested and tested, and people are going crazy
yeah.
over it.
Right.
And so how long is the guarantee? So
yes, I mean, 120-day guarantee. So that's amazing. That tells you that the manufacturers, the creators of this product, they believe in what they're providing. You know, that's amazing. And so I encourage you, I just want to say this too. If mm-hmm. you, the moment you get your patch and you start to see it work for you, send us your testimonies. We want to hear how this amazing resource is benefiting your life.
Amen. We
yes.
really do.
We do.
So
absolutely.
You get one patch,
so get a patch
for how much?
Yes, you can receive one of the Signal Relief patch mm-hmm. for a donation of $155 to the ministry.
Right.
And that includes shipping and handling.
Right.
Or you can receive the double pack, which is two of the Signal Relief patches mm-hmm. for a donation of $295 to the ministry. That includes the shipping and handling in that for the two pack right there on the screen. And remember, it's a 120-day guarantee, your money back. Mm-hmm. So, but we know and we believe that it will be a great resource to help you with the discomfort that mm-hmm. you are dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And don't put it in your wash machine.
That's right, yes. There's amazing technology.
Yes.
I mean, it's very intricate technology that mm-hmm. resides in this single patch right here.
But it lasts 2 years at
yes,
least.
That's right.
At least, and if you don't wash it and
yes.
don't put it in a wash machine
that's
and
right.
stuff like that, it'll last yes. at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So that is a good deal.
Yes, it absolutely is. We're excited about, we're just honored, honestly, that we can bring something to you that will help you, help your loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, discomfort is something that we all deal with.
That's
at
right.
different, no matter what your age is,
it's
you know,
so
we
true.
All deal with this. And so if we can provide a solution, if we can provide something that will help you, that's the desire of Morningside and the Jim Baker Show.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to call us 1-888-988-1588.
Okay.
Remember, you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com, and do your shopping online as well.
That's good.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to have had David Horowitz on our show today.
Yes.
And we hope that you'll order your Signal Relief patch
mm-hmm.
today. And everything you order through
yes.
our ministry, you order the David's Horowitz book or the patch, it all goes to keep the ministry on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like making a love offering.
That's right.
For the ministry.
Yes.
Except you're getting gifts back all the time.
Yeah.
Amazing gifts back to help your life.
The Bible says what you sow, you reap. So
yes,
that's
right.
good. I have to go.
Yes.
The time is gone
up.
For today. Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Call us.
Hello, Morningside and Morningside partners. I actually specifically asked Marcella if I could reach out and talk directly to the partners and let them know what I have decided to do. I have been looking for ways and means to support and help the ministry, have been all along. And one of the ways I felt I could do it was because we have in Lion Energy been facing these price increases based on raw materials, based on exchange rates, based on imposed duties on our product. I let them know that we were going to be forced to raise the prices, but that I would hold them for the month of March and enable them to try and move the product. The Safari ME is one of the hottest selling items in the country today in portable energy. We've had a hard time keeping in stock. We had stock. I made an offer. I said, listen, you know, take advantage of this while it lasts and go ahead. Well, I know they really didn't have the full time. I was a little late getting that offer to them. So it was probably only a couple of weeks that we were able to actually make that offer. But the response was very positive. And so I decided, and shared this with Marcella just a couple of days ago. I said, listen, I'm happy with what's going on, and I'm happy actually to extend this for another month. So you can have this pricing. We have already increased this price to every other reseller, every other vendor we have been forced to. But I look at it as my way to contribute to the success in the ministry and support Lori and Pastor Jim in their mission. Bottom line is we're going to extend these offers on the ME, the expansion pack, until the end of April. And then we definitely will have to increase the price. And I hope that you take full advantage of this, that you realize this is a phenomenal product at a phenomenal price, and it's never going to be, you know, the same again. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Know that I care about the ministry, I care about the bakers, and it's my way of trying to do whatever I can to support them and their ministry. We love you, we love the mission, we love Morningside, and we wish you the very best. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, JimBakerShow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at JimBakerShow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at JimBakerShow.com. The voice of the prophets is here, and it's better than ever. Join us each day for incredible updates from people like Tom Horn, Larry Hutch, Harry Stone, Rick Renner, Zach Drew, and so many more amazing teachers and guests. Enjoy powerful moments from the PTL Network archives each week and daily episodes of The Jim Baker Show. To find out if we're in your area, log in to ptlnetwork.com and check our channel listings. You can also download our free PTL Television Network app on your iPhone, Android phone, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. And you can watch anytime online for free at ptlnetwork.com. Join us today to hear the voice of the prophets.